matter where he finds it amazing. In the years of the past, strange things to Ashiloki, to the Amida, to the city of Solo. It's in Yavahabilah, as Malah, as in Lady Sophie, Shame Shivayam, to my Sophie, for this is a good thing. As for the open ocean of Matta, but I came to him as you are saying, as you are saying, that Azay Aharahal. In other words, they appreciate there is the Shio Basio, and then there is also very close, that's called Aha. So then it's something with the Raise, and then there is the Shio of Aha Aha. In other words, more than the time it takes the woman to get off bed and to wipe herself on the outside. So there's, so it's not something with the Raise altogether, but with the Ramon, it's something with the Gabi, too much is less of that. That's Aha Aha. So she's not in Tamiz, they are on these ways. Machine came to share the Kesem, even though that is also to me in Rabbanon. But if the husband cohabited with her, and after she had a Kesem, so then the husband is also Tamiz to Mashima, even though the Tumi of the Isha is on her. So, here, the Chachamim and Rav Akiva. Now, you go over the Gemara yourself after the next Mishnah, and also in connection with the Gemara of many days, you should go over the Sugya. I don't intend to go over it myself, but the Sugya, that means there's some base. The Mishnah, Isha Shoyoy Sotzochel. From the Mishnah, that's the beginning of the period, that will test on the days, for Isha Shoyoy Sotzochel, up to the next Mishnah, Hishiva Haruka, with the tasters, the two tasters, so Isha and Yuma Gosan Tabo Maya. Otherwise, you will not be able to understand this Gemara, but I'm not going over that Gemara inside. In the Shia. Now, and then, you will have, not for the Shabbos, but gradually you should learn over all the Mishnayos of Misachas Nidah. All the Mishnayos. You cannot learn the Gemara of Misachas Nidah, but you have to go over by yourself all the Mishnayos of Nidah. But you just can omit those Mishnayos that are not relevant to Misachas Nidah, that you will not learn. So that's in Perikin's main thing. Perikin's main thing. So, you just have to go learn the first three Mishnahs in Perikin's main thing. And the other Mishnahs, the deal with Gadlers, Bagdlers, and other things. So you skip some words. Now, but then, in Perik 4, so you can skip the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah, the third Mishnah, the fourth Mishnah, the fifth Mishnah, the sixth Mishnah, seventh Mishnah, the eighth Mishnah, ninth Mishnah, the tenth Mishnah, the 11th Mishnah, and then the 12th Mishnah. So in Perek Simen, the only Mishnayos that deal with the Sugya are Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Yudalet. And then Tamanida, all the Mishnayos are relevant. Torei Kesef. All the Mishnayos are relevant. Horisha Shoyis, all the Mishnayos are relevant. And to make it, all the Mishnayos are relevant. And then, that's all. That's the end of the Mishnayos. So you have to go over yourself. So, all the Mishnayos of Misachas Nidah, but you'll see yourself, Mishnayos that do not deal with Hilchas Nidah, they deal with other than Tumi or Maises, or Bagras, or Gassim, or Gagash, or Silas, Kotni, Ktano, Yim, Nil, so these Mishnayos will skip. But all the Mishnayos is actually. So, alright, and after Shabbos, we'll start singing to the Gimel. So we should know to prepare the Tor and the Mechaber and the Ramor. The Tor, singing to the Gimel. And in order to understand the Tor, singing to the Gimel, you have to know the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Machlokes. Now, there are a number of Gemaras that are that seem to be contrary to the Rambam. You learned all the Gemaras. Except one Gemara I told you, you should go with yourself. If you didn't, you should go with it on Shabbos. That's the Sukhi of Teo. Tavches Neir. That's it. There's a lot of calculations. Now, Simen Kuch Pehimu. Simen Kuch Pehimu, the two. And also, Kufi Yimu is a very small sin, but you should know over the thousand the shachas. But the tool is quite one. at the time it comes out from the uterus. All right, but halakha has been stasur in Gomel. But it still didn't come outside, so that's why she's not aware of the Argoshe. When does she become aware of the Argoshe? Of Mistazwe Goel or Miftaku Keo? Well, Miftaku Keo probably should take place at the time it comes out from the uterus. All right, but Kolakor has Mistazwe in Goel, Mistazwe Goel, when it comes outside. But while it is retained in the Mizahitzin, it's possible that she does not have any Argoshe. She does not have any Argoshe. So the male, that's why she did Potashni, she did the Potashni, she has to make it. Why does she have to name Kekike after every Potashni? Because there is such a thing as Reyot Gamach Potashni. So if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so then we say, that's the reason, that's the shot in the rah, in the relationship. So, that if a woman has a Beset Kavua, so that means that her cycle, her menstrual flow, is contingent upon a certain number of days elapsing from the previous period. Mashiach came, she's not regular, so then, that means that the flow, the menstrual flow, is not based upon an interval of days, but what is it based upon? Certain emotional experience. So maybe it's possible that the tashkish is that emotional factor that provokes the menstrual flow. If she, everything is normal with her, so we don't have to be changed. Maybe the tashmish is that factor that arouses the menstrual flow. But if she is not 100% normal, she doesn't have a regular cycle. So mainly it's possible. There is a good possibility so then, if a woman does not have a regular cycle, then the menstrual flow is bounded not in a certain number of days intervening between one period and the other, but rather in a certain emotional factor. So maybe it's a tashmish. So according to Rachamim ben Antignes, the body is saying that according to Rachamim ben Antignes, that Rachamim ben Antignes is well pregnant to a woman that is not a superpires. So since she is a woman that is not a superpires, so maybe she's like, so Rachamim ben Antignes is living at Rameya, whereas according to Rameya, so she's a sure shamish. So, but the contra of Hanukkah and Tigris, she's not a solo shamish, but she has to make a ticket before Tashmish, and a ticket Leach Tashmish. So that's Habiyuda Mashim. And then Habiyuda Mashim, Habiyuda Mashim, he says that God the Bible looks all over the ticket, he is Helek. In other words, so it's Trey Amere, I'll leave it. It's Trey Amere, I'll leave it. It's very amazing. It's very amazing. The shvuah. according to Rav Yehuda Halevi Lishmuel. So Levayo and Isha Shaima Peset. So is Levayo so the kid, and according to Rav Yehuda Halevi Lishmuel. So if Shaima Peset, so even Levayo so the kid. So it still doesn't mean that we pass it, but according to Rav Chad, it's an open question. Then it's possible to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, and it's possible to pass it like Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. So that's why, so all those Rishayim who pass it to Allah, that the Misha Shayim Beset is the violence of the king, they are compelled to explain this Gemara like the Rav. But that's the strange thing about it. And the last chapter is very difficult, because Kashi has to very small Kashi. You can Kashi, you have to do that. So like we can say, there is a machloke between Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, Halevi Lishmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi Lishmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi Lishmuel holds that we buy the Tzolot Dikei, even though the Yashim Tainas and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi holds a Tzolot Dikei. But then there is a sphere between Rabbi Yehuda here and Rabbi Yehuda that Hidal conveys with them some song of Yuda Mashmuel, Lumishan Lelli Tainas, Abolivayo Materes. Abolivayo Materes. It's a very small cash, I don't know what kind of materes can be. So that means that computer is him himself. That's very strange. Anyway, but this is the Rashi. This is the Rashi. Now, there are many Rishayim explained Gemara like Rashi, so then there is no basis for this halacha. Now, then there are other pshat. Now, there is a pshat. That's the shite of the Rosh, and that is the shite of the Ram. The Ram's pshat in the Rik. Now the Rik is not clear. The Rik in Suez is not clear. But according to the Rosh, and according to the Ram's pshat in the Rik, so the Halachim is, Hachalim ibn Antibes says that a woman who has no vessel. And that's a line in the Sheet of the Rach. That Rav Chanina ben Antipas says that a woman who has no vessel for Bua, so even the Bible, she has to be Mishamish all the time, with two aid. One aid, Kibin Tashmish, and one aid, Lachmish. One aid, Lachmish. But then there is another pshat. There is another pshat by Rishayim. Some Rishayim explain it that Mishameshes b'shnei eidim, hei nifsu or hei tiknuo, only means the first three tashmishim. The first three tashmishim. In other words, because and Mishameshes b'shnei eidim, hei nifsu or hei tiknuo, means that if b'shnei eidim, one aid for the Baal and one aid for the Isha, and they have to be Mishamish study the Chinese words. So he says, he mentions the remarkable shot he attributes it to them. In the Sha'arab Zal Sayyid, the Hafad Abdi Kaimel and the Isha Shayla Veset Rui by the Brikel Kaimel, Kaimel Achashat in the Zeket Tumi Pong, Shalom Tehei Rei Damach Mastash, Abu Trilo Hish, Shekib Shayla Veset, Nirani Yono Shayla Nisela Boys for Kipi Amitri, Shekib Rami Kitzes, Yahiz Hayiti, Ufiho Hish Lohish, Shema Abmach Mastash. משום בוכן בית וכתימי פעם ולמוצו טועה יוצא זו מחשב זה משמש את מלפיקה אף פי שאין לו בסת איכן ששירו שמותיר משסתה שמיש משמיקיים לו ולבי לו יצליח הפיקה כל שיוצא מחשש ראי המחמשתה שמיש ישלוח ושניקח מישהו שאין לו בסת מהטעם שבסבתי עד שתיב וכתימי פעם. So now what he says, that's in between Rashi Shikeh and Rashi. In other words, that when the Chalud of the Martignes says, Mishamesh is Mishleim in Heim Yisroi, the Tuor, so it means the first Kitashmish, after the death valley. So they have to be Mishamesh Mishleim, in other words, one ticket in Kitashmish, and one ticket in Lachmash. But if she's a woman that has a vessel for war, so then she never has to make it. Because definitely, she cannot make it. She cannot make it. But she doesn't have a vessel for war. So then there is a possibility that there is a certain emotional factor that arouses the vessel, the menstrual flow. What emotional factor could be anything? It could be certainly a kind of exercise. And sometimes a certain exciting experience. So the tashmish might be the emotional factor that arouses the menstrual flow. So the male, the first BBS, the acham suri, so she has to be shameshes, out the way, running in the tashmish to make sure that before the BA she was a hero, and running the achatash. So, so what does it mean, hey, yivsuo, hey, tiknuo? Hey, yivsuo, hey, tiknuo means, in other words, the three biches, kingdom tashmish, the first three biches, the achamisui, kingdom tashmish, and the achatashmish. Now, altogether, it's six biches. So, that will either be misake or be mikalke. If all the three tickets, Kingdom Tashmish, Lachat Tashmish, are three, so then it's Misakana. So then we can have relations regular way without any ticket. Without any ticket, because that will establish the Chazoke that she does not have the tendency to see, to have a menstrual flow as a result of Tashmish. So once there were three beers, I'll be thinking Kaden Tashmish and the other Tashmish, and all the tickets turn out to be green. So then, from then on, she's allowed to be Mishameshes without any green. And that's Hindiklua. Hindiklua, suppose the first 2 years in succession turn out to be Tomei, the biggest, in other words, that means the first 3 years. And the biggest prior to the Tashmish, the three Tashmish turn out to be three. And the biggest subsequent to the Tashmish, the three successive Tashmish turn out to be unclean. So then it will prove that this woman has a tendency to be a Damach Tashmish. So the male, let's even tell the husband to divorce her. But she'll be allowed to marry another husband, to be another husband, because it doesn't mean that just because the Tashmish one husband has the tendency to allow the menstrual flow, that the Tashmish, the fear of another husband, unless she'll get married to three husbands, and not the three husbands, she'll be a very damach Tashmish. So there, she cannot get married to anybody, unless she kills herself. unless she killed herself. That's the aloka, that's the price in reading. And if she married three husbands and he's really damah hastashmish, then she cannot marry anybody. So hey Yusuo, hey Tikhon. So that's the Ram's shot in the now. So in other words, so we have three shiddes and shaking. One shiddes and shaking in the shikha of Rashi, in the shikha of Tisnes and the Shikha of the Ivan, that would buy the roots of the king. Not even one, not even the first three Tashmish. Then there is another Shikha that revival, you always require for the king. If she has no vessel, there's no vessel. And she requires a ticket, requires a ticket before Tashmish and after Tashmish. Then there is another Shikha, which is in between. That Nisha Shaima Vesel revival, so the first 3 years she revives picking. But if the first 3 years turn out to be green, so then from then on, so thenceforth, so she's allowed to be Shameshes without picking. Now, the Mechaber, so the Shita of Rashi and Tainsves and the Haimed, he doesn't even mention, but he mentions 2 days. We see my cook table. See bits. Now you see I'm here. Of course the Rambam that is the Rambam is the biggest machia. In general, the Rambam is the biggest machia in your history. There is no issue who is so machia like the Rambam in your history. I mean, there is no basic who is henching for the Rambam's professor. The only basic among the Achim is the Chochmas of Rambam. But it's Chinshish for certain sheep, Chumras of Rambam. But the Machada mentions like this, the Simon Kuk Pimor, Sim Parek, Isho Shinich or Vesef for Guar, and the Tzrich of Dike Klav, Lord of Nei Tashmish or Lord of Acha Tashmish. The other of the Imo Mitte with the Bible of Shas Tashmish. Can you share the individual? There's the Sheik of all the Sheik, etc. Rambam, Rambam is Yom. So, all the Sheik say that if a woman has a vessel to go out, then she doesn't have to break it. Either pay Tashmish or Acha Tashmish. Furthermore, if she does make it, because it's not in the cities, it's not there. But the Rambam Shita is that Acha Tashmish, every woman is going to have a self-esteem to break it again. To make sure that she didn't sit down, Machmas Tashmish, in the Bible, and Kaden Tashmish, if she has a vessel to go out. There is no healing coming from her, but in the Sitzides, there is. So what the Gemara says, living in faith, so that means if she does it in the presence or with the knowledge of the husband, but if she does it not in the knowledge of the husband, she hides it from him, so then there is in the Sitzides, before Tashmish, she should be free. So the Bechaba doesn't pass like that, but he mentions the Rabbi Shiva. The Rambam said, "Matzvah ribi kachatashmish, he beidecho, he beidecho." You read this way. Shemo roa sodam b'shasashmish. Then when they come to the Rambam, there is a chiluk b'kiyah for the husband also. I mean, according to Allah Almighty, there is no such thing as a chiluk b'kiyah that the husband should limit himself after tashmish. So he beidecho, he beidecho. You read this way. Shemo roa sodam b'shasashmish. Uvidaite hatsnuis with his atzma kibu tashmish usvor the Ramoses usvor shenu yikya v'chim rabu. What it means, so the portion explained, not only that one is not mechuyev to act out the kodesh as Rambam, he's not allowed because of women. So that's in regard to the woman who has a vessel. So the Rambam is a machmir in respect to such a woman. So the Rambam is yoch, and no one passes like that. But in regard to a woman who has a message in the Torah, in any more message in the Torah, so we have three shittes. So the shitte of men and the shitte of Rashi, Tais, and Raiden is that she has the same status like a woman who has a message in the Torah. That shitte the Mechaba doesn't even mention. She says, "You make a message from Russia, we should only know the shame, it's a little bit of Tashish. תביעה חדשת, הוא בין שווי והיא בין שלו, והיא דץ, דץ בפשט, דץ ברם שיטו, וברם סזת, ברם שווי סזת מלבי, so, schon ich glaube, wenn ich jetzt nicht mehr mit der Kirche tasche, die Acha tasche, wo bin ich allein, wie ich in Zalo, wie wo sie kommen, wie sie kommen, wo sie kommen, wie 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 sie kommen, the first thing, yes, yes, before tasche, and Acha tasche, and what after the first thing, yes, not. So then it's hate if so, hate if no. In other words, hate if so, if it's uncle, you know the three digits, so it's if so. And if it is clean, you know the three digits, so then it's if no. She doesn't have to make any more digits. Ula Rampa Vyarosh, Kholz Manshe Yobese, Tzricho Yikaleilo, Kingdom Tashmish, Yaha Tashmish. The Aramba Matzir, Shedan, Hadal, Mit Atzme, Achatash. So, in other words, the Aramba and the Rosh are both one. And they say that according to the Khalid of Matthias, so, if a Yisho has been blessed for Dua, she has to make it, she can vote Ashmi, she never be it. And her whole life, that way. And Achatash. But the Baal doesn't have to make a ticket. The Rambam is in Machne Mom. So, in regard to the ticket by the Baal, the Rambam is the only one who requires the Baal to make a ticket. The Rambam Atzlich, Shedam Adbaal, Yindikatsne Achatash. So, and the Rambam is not Nagia. So that means that the Rambam also passes. Like the Mechaber. But, in a moment, the Mechaber is not Machia between the two days. He mentions two days. One day is that he never reacted because he's required, and the other one, the other day is only the first 2 days. But the Shach, there is a very long Shach, and the Shach is Machia. Like that the woman who has no rest for Gua, so she doesn't have to make any dishes. Doesn't have any dishes. But he says that while the Ram and the Rosh and the Rashba say that the Mifshite means that she requires Bdike Yechalakoches the first 3 years. So the Shach says that the Mifshite is also that we buy all its own decay. But the question is, why do so many shame say that the Rif Shite means that we buy all its own decay? Why do you say it? Because of the Rif Yisuris. Because of the Rif Yisuris. Now, what does the Rif Yisuris say? At the end of Amor and Yisuris, at the end of the 11th page, Yisuris, mentions this price of machlokes between Rav Meir and Chanan ben Matthias. So where does the Rambam discuss in Shmuel? So there he doesn't mention this price of the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chanan ben Matthias. I mean, that's the strange thing about much. Where does it go? I mean, this price. In your Chassidut, in Shmuel, not in Shmuel. So, in Shmuel, in the second Shmuel, in your Chassidut, in the second baby, where it discusses all the details, all the content of your Chassidut, the Rif doesn't finish. But where does he elaborate? And then price it, the Machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Chanina ben Matthias, that's in Shmuel. So the Rif at the end of the 11th page of one of the Jews, the last piece together. So he says, Garcino Mimide said to the tradition, Isho Sheima Besim. Asura Mishabuch, the Mopsidam, the Lepidus, 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 the והם נפסו על מתגנועו שאם תשעה בריש פעם ראשינו הוא שלי או הוא שלי שבעינים ונמצאתם על עד שלו ישרי בכל פעם ופעם הרי נפסו השם זה קודם לכל ימיו ויהי ציבור יפסו בו ואין לו לבדס ולבצי נבדס ולבלויץ ולבסטר שלישי ולחז ולביה ולחזר לאומיץ ועבודת דוד אבינסקי. So where did the Ram get that shot by the leaf? That only the first three times. Because the leaf says in explaining, hey, if so, but if you are so in Sudez, what do you mean, so you know? That Eve, the first three Tashmish, when she makes a pitch, turn out to be Toyah, so then it's the Knuah. It's the Knuah. So then she doesn't have to make any more pitches. And leave the first three tashmishi, the dik in the connection with the first three tashmishi, the dikes, that take place immediately upon the completion of the tashmish, turn out to be unclean. So then, it's if so, he has to divorce her, and she's not, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba because she's lapas tashmishi. So it's like in the kachdoes, leaving out the ksuba, he doesn't give her ksuba. It's in the kachdoes that she doesn't require a get, but in the kachdoes, it's like in the kachdoes, it's like a kachdoes. So the leaf mentions here, she tishamish pam shelo shilo shish. That's the basis of the rams shatnevi. So shach says no, the leaf shikin is like Rashi. The leaf she came like Rashi and takes this and writing that and we by no means all the kids, she doesn't have to make anything, nothing in the first Tashmish. But it's true that the leaf explains the Hanukkah ideas that she requires Shnei, we get Shnei more in the first 3 years after the Mishnah, not all alive. And the first 3 years turn out to be clean, mean the biggest of the first 3 years turn out to be clean, so then she doesn't have to make any biggest. He agrees that that's the chapter, but he has a very simple question. How is it that the leaf all of a sudden mentioned that God says, what does it mean? He says, he should mention it in Shmuel's Lechaslini. So Lechaslini doesn't mention it, he just refers to it briefly. But he doesn't sign the whole price, the Machlokes. Where does he sign the whole price? That gives us. Apparently, according to the Lee, the Hamid of the Nakedness, his brothers, and so on. Not to Hetalabayo. Hetalabayo, because so the Shach says that the Lee explains it more like Rashi. That the Hamid of the Nakedness is made, that the Bible, she doesn't require any ticket. She doesn't require anything. But Hamidah ben Antigone is reference to Ksuvei words that if a woman, let's say suppose he divorces, according to Hamidah ben Antigone, he doesn't have to divorce. Tabea says he has to divorce if she has no rest. But according to Hamidah ben Antigone, he doesn't divorce. Suppose he wants to divorce her, and she claims Ksuvei. And she comes to Ksuvei, so then this becomes you cannot collect the Ksuvei. You cannot collect the Ksuvei unless you will be shamish three times with the decay, and you'll be able to show that all the three decays are clean. So then, so that will prove that you are not a real Lamach Nastashish. Because, in other words, we got in money, so we have a lot of money, we rely on hope, we got in soul, we got in money, and in Elkhino and Achava. So it's more hope to be made in money than we got in soul. So we got in soul, so we rely on hope, we rely on Chazoke. We got in money to be made in money, we have a music. So, not every people that is a people ricavi, di sapere che all'esibito ricavi trasmoni. Secondo me è capire in un antico senso. Gli oppressi si sono per me. Per me ha senso di scegliere per essere la sua diciamo di emozione. Se non lo ci chiamava. So, she has no super. So, he says, capire in un antico senso. That is, that will change the terrace. But if he wants to divorce her, and she claims that she's okay, so if she has no blessing, so then there is a possibility. There is a possibility that she might be a little damn mustache. But that's only a social thinking. So because of that, he's not the hood to divorce her. Then, because usually she is not in a damachastash. She's true that a woman who has no vessel, so then the vessel, the period is contingent upon certain emotional factor. It's bound emotional factor. But it can be the tashmish can be that emotional factor that arouses the menstrual flow. But there might be other emotional experiences that arouse the menstrual flow. So the man, she doesn't have to make a change. But in order to collect the ksupe, so Besti tells her that you have to be shamish ibis with the ik. And if you're able to show that the 3 years in succession, so all the tickets were clean, then you can collect the ksupe. So this is what the rift means. What the rift means. Ishamish bishdeini, the aim of suor, the kenur, she ishamish bamushenu, ishio, ishishishdeini, ilim zodam alaychalo, ishalim bichol pav lupam, harim yitzur. And clean, on the contrary, she's clean all the 3 years, so it is pure. So she can collect us. This is how the Shah explains the Rishita. In Mele, since the Rishita is also that the Bible is the Jalas below the Rishita, Nisha Shiva said, so Mele is Machia, negative Psak of the Machabra, and negative Psak of the Ramah. I mean, of the few situations where the Shah is Chilut on the Machabra and Ramah, and is Machia, connect them, and the meaning is like the Psak of the Shah. Now, I told you yesterday, to have the time to go over the whole Gemara, but you should go over the Gemara and find the Mishnah there against the soil, up to the next Mishnah at this one. But let's just go over the Mishnah. Then there is Israel, Mishamshim, Mishneim, Echad Roim, Ve'echad Lo. Ve'atzweiz, Nisakveiz, Shlishi, Nisakin Esabayis. Nimzo al Shalom, Kleim, Bechayom, Kor. Nimzo al Shalom. Oisium. Oisium is a Greek word, and it means immediately. So, Kleim, Bechayom, Kor. So that means as you get guitars, according to the Rambam, it means not as you get guitars, because there is a chiyuv. Every woman is marazeh according to the Rambam. So it's the chiyuv is to make it tikkun la'chatashmish. So what is shneidim kelim tashmish is only in the Sefirot. Is only in the succeeders, but there is a huge incumbent to be challenged according to the Rambam, which lady, one aid for the husband, one aid for the wife. So the Atsuis, the Sakrishi, the Sakir, the Sabais, according to the Rambam, so according to all the other chain, what does it mean? The Atsuis. So as we learned yesterday, and the Gemara says, that it rains, when it be Batsuiz, so Suiz, each of them, the Atsuiz, the Kitashmiz, in the Kisbeiz, the Kashmishach, the Shaymon Suiz, Baitkins, the Riyachasta, so, when the Rambam explains it, the Atzmuiz in sacrificial and sacrificial. It means that if he's not a super power, so there is a bit of silence to be very late in my woman who has a secoqua, to be very late with the touch needs. Needs out of way. Now, suppose after the beer, so he was baby keys in there, and he saw down now, and he knows that the dam is not from him, so the male, it is obvious that the dam came from her, so the male is Chayav Chatos. They are both Chayav Chatos, because that's a Yerali Muchachas, that she was a Yidden, because she couldn't take the Pireses Yidden once the split second after Kashmir. So how would it appear and his aid, and his piece of work? So it's right, so it's Vada Gomo, that she was in Ide, at the time of the Tashkish. So they are both Mechule Bechatos, Mechayobin Kao, Mechayobin Kao, Mitzal Shalom, but suppose she found God and the piece of cloth with which she wiped herself. If she wiped herself immediately at the process. In other words, it didn't take 2 seconds didn't collapse, but immediately upon the conclusion of the Tashkish, she had a piece of cloth in her hand and she immediately wiped herself. So, and then she saw, and that cloth down. So then it's also a riot that at the time of the Tashkish she was already in need. If it was AC, so is the Hayobin, so the Hayobin means what the Hayobin called means our Shalom Achazman. What does it mean, Achazman? So the Gemara is the fourth. What does it mean, Oisium? Oisium, that's the shortest time. It's a question of maybe 2 seconds, it knows. So, Eizim Shio Beset, Moshe Yishamo Shvei, Shein Yitzadamashki. So the time that it requires, that it takes the woman who has already the piece of cloth available upon to take that piece of cloth and immediately wipe herself on the outside, how many seconds can it take? 2 seconds. So that is the time of Asia. So we, if she found down within that time, let's say it's 2 seconds, so then the higher a chatos. Mashein came, if it took more than 2 seconds, I'm just assuming, just for the sake of clarity, I mean to say that AC is 2 seconds. It might be less than 2 seconds, maybe 3 seconds, I don't know. But if the time that elapsed was more than 2 seconds, but it's less than the time it requires for a woman to get up bed and wipe herself. So if it's within that range, so then it's a soft. Then it's a soft. So. Our Shalom Achazma, if it's beyond the period of Oisium, let's say Oisium is 2 seconds, but suppose it's more than 2 seconds, but within the range of heaven net, I mean, just Berach Moshe, heaven net, so maybe soft. So there, it is regularizing, because if, let's say, immediately upon the conclusion of the Tashkish, so she made the dikki. She made the dikki, and she found herself unclean, and that took place within heaven as of the Tashkish. So then there is a possibility that she is possessed legal a split second of the Tashkish, and there is a possibility that she was already a legal at the time of the Tashkish. So the male is speaking the rights. But to Nakom, why then Nakom, she should be, they should both be the Khuya in Washington. If somebody is able and shady, subject is a goddess, so it's high Hashemtolu, who I would have seen through Makom. So the Gemara says that this man, this Mishneh, accords with the Madroma, increases the Gemara to be higher Hashemtolu. So the Mazdich, Kicha Achas Mishnechit, there is a Machlekes in Sechas Christus. So what Madroma says, that in Kicha Achas there is a Hilul. We discussed that in Sukkot, we discussed it. It's a machlokes whether you change the masenas or you change the mikom. So what Madoma says, that chtich achas, even though it's not chtich achas, so there is a few questions. So in other words, suppose there was a certain chtich achas. I'm a day, that's all. And we know tuchtich achas, one chtich achas. And we don't know whether it's chilev or shum. After all, chilev and shum look alike. The question is, where was it located? So, but they look alike. So, there was a certain chilev on the table. And we don't know whether it's chilev or shum. If it's shum, it's chilev. If it's chilev, yachal gods. And someone either be shum. So, according to one Madoma, it's chilev or shum. That Madoma who says it's not necessary that it should be by Yisuch. But another Madoma says, that when is the Rechim Hashem Tovu? Only when they were two Chtiches on the table. And one Chtiche, we know Israel, Israel Bakroes, another Chtiche, Yisuch. He ate one of the two chiches, but he doesn't know which one is the chilev and which one is the shemen. So he did by his son. He said, was bad I meet by here on the table. But he doesn't know whether he ate the chiches he said or the chiches he said. Then there is a Hashem Tov. But if there is only one chatech on the table, and we don't know that it's chilev or shemen, it's going to meet by his son. So then there is one. So the Gemara says that this Mishnah called to the Madoma that in order to be Chayav Hashem Tovu, it has to be Chticha Achas Mishnah Chiches. So that's why it's Potter of it called. Why? Because it's not Chticha Achas Mishnah Chiches. It's not Chticha Yisuna. Mashiach can call to Madoma that it doesn't require Chticha Achas Mishnah Chiches. So then we'll be Chayav Hashem Tovu also. So, So when is it considered this wicked? And I say, if it is within the range, let's say of heaven, the time that it requires the woman to get up bed, and she's lying in bed, to get up bed quickly, and to wipe herself. So, to wipe yourself on the outside. So, as if that requires, that involves half a minute, so that means if the decay took place immediately in half a minute at the Tashkish, so then it's a real circular mindset. And she might even say that we don't require it by Yisura, so she's kind of Hashem Tovu. If we do require it by Yisura, so Hashem Tovu, there isn't. But it's a real snake in the eyes. But suppose she was bedekes herself 5 minutes after the Tashmish, so then it's not a snake in the eyes, because we are minded at the Hazok. Since she only found out that she's in Eden now, so we assume that 5 minutes before she was not Pires' leader as yet. But I came with Tamami slaves. So that's only the Gabitales, and that's only the Rabbono. And in the Gabitales, it's only the Rabbono. The Tamas Bealo, even though the Gabitales. So we are Mach. And we say that all the Tamas she had in 24 hours prior are made. So maybe we could argue, so in the Rabbono, the Gabitales, if the Bale, the husband, came in contact with these stars, she would also be contaminated. Because, if she was She was in Utah 24 hours before she detected the menstrual flow. So the husband was a baby boy. So he's also retired the talis at the end. So the Chacham say no. Inasmuch as the whole tunic, we got the talis, raised is in Abonon. So the Chacham only applied that chumre regarding herself, not regarding us. And Rabbi Akiva Israel, Rabbi Akiva Eile, Rabbi Dami is there alone. With Rabbanon, since with Rabbanon we left the Chesh, maybe she was here some either 24 hours before. So Mele, we have to contaminate all the talis that the husband can do within the 24 hours prior to. Maybe Mechachonim with Rabbi Akiva, we lay a kesem shemitam is there. What do you mean, Chachom and Rabbi Akiva lay a kesem shemitam is there? Because even though Rabbi Chachom, so Achil Kam Rabbi Akiva, and we say that in respect to the Tumas Yisrael, which is only the Amon, we don't equate the husband with them. Regarding the talis that she had between 24 hours prior, that we condemn it. But the talis that he had, we are not to be talis, even in Rabbanon. So one could argue, now, when a woman has a keset, she notices a spot on the garments. So she's still only in Rabbanon. But the eyes are not. Why? Because without her bushes, she's not there on the eyes. But with Rabbanon, she is there. So then we could also say, since it's only Rabbanon, so if the woman had a spot on the garments, so then she is becoming Rabbanon all the times she touches. But if the husband will touch talis, we will not be Rabbanon. So the Chachamim are living in regard to some, since with Rabbanon, some. And Tanei, and she's considered a widow, she's a Hikma, Surah, and Bible. So if the husband touches any of the Tanei's, so he's also a Tanei. So he's also a Tanei. So now that the Rashi, Echadei, Echadlo, Vitamei, Ach, Vachatash, Samzabai, Vitash, Vachatash, Vibai, Vachatash, Dann wird dann schon wieder